Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
Flo?
Huh?
Reading that?
Well, that depends, Floyd.
Got two tickets to the wrestling matches.
Listen, the last time I went up there with you, I had to do more wrestling than the Masked Marvel.
Okay, well, if you don't want to do that, maybe we'll take a little drive up Lover's Lane.
Floyd, you don't even own a car.
Yeah, I'll buy one.
The apartment hunt coming for your mother-in-law.
I'm getting desperate, Flo. I must have shown her every available apartment in Phoenix.
Try the zoo.
I wouldn't do that to the animals. That woman, she came here 3 weeks ago for 3 days with 4 suitcases, one full of clothes, the other 3 with pictures of my dead husband.
What does she do with them pictures?
She's got them all over the apartment. She talks to them all day long. I ask her what she wants for dinner. She looks up. She says, what do you think we should have, Don? He must have gained 10 pounds since she's been here.
Are you sure that Don's dead? He may just be hiding. Uh-oh, here comes Tinkerbell.
Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Don. What would your mother like for breakfast? What can I get you, Rose?
Just a glass of buttermilk, please.
What else?
Oh, that's all. I brought my own chopped egg.
Rose, you know, you really shouldn't bring your own food to Mel's diner.
Well, I can't eat his food with my liver.
Oh, is something wrong with your liver?
Everything's wrong with my liver.
That's surprising. It's usually delicious. In fact, there's a saying, people come to Phoenix for their lungs and to Mel's for their liver.
Can I talk to you for a minute, please?
Yeah.
You know, carrying that picture around with you, Rose, it's sick. It's morbid. I mean, I love Don, too, but I don't carry his picture around wherever I go.
He was the most beautiful, wise, kind, thoughtful human being who ever lived.
If he was that perfect, Rose, he would have risen on the third day.
May I have my buttermilk, please?
Coming up.
Buttermilk? Alice, tell your mother-in-law to stop bringing her chopped egg sandwiches in here. How does it look?
Pretty good. You want half?
Just tell her to quit. So help me, I'm going to shoot her.
Oh, if I thought you meant it, I'd buy you the gun.
This sounds like a really nice apartment for your mother-in-law that's only 3 blocks away.
Shh. Alice is looking for something 3 hours away.
By phone. Give me one bedroom, one bath with a view. Oh, thanks, Vera. This is perfect. Rose, here's a terrific apartment.
I don't like it.
You didn't even look at it.
I still don't like it.
But it has a lovely view, Rose.
A view with my liver?
What has your liver got to do with it?
Well, I see spots before my eyes. Who needs a spotted view?
Rose, let me explain something to you, huh? There's a housing shortage in Phoenix. It's very difficult to find an apartment. People are having their tonsils out one at a time so they can spend 2 nights in a hospital.
Believe me, Alice, I am as anxious to find a place as you are.
I doubt that, Rose.
Don, I think Alice is trying to get rid of me. Did you hear that? Alice is trying to get rid of her loving mother-in-law. Is that right? Is that right, Verna?
It's Vera.
What's the difference? Who's going to call you, dear?
That's an absolutely terrible thing to say to Vera.
Why, did I lie? Look at her. I just hope her father has money.
Where are you going? You haven't finished.
Oh, well, let Verna have it. The poor little thing needs it more than I do.
Mm. You
still studying that real estate section. Honey, why don't you just throw her out?
Did you ever try to throw out a boomerang?
No wonder her husband left her.
That's it, Charlie. That's my answer.
Who?
Her husband. He's got to come here and take her back. I'm going to call him.
Honey, he's going to turn you down.
Floey, he lived with her for 36 years. Even though he left her, he must feel something.
Yeah. Relief.
Alice?
Charlie!
Alice,
oh,
sweetheart.
Charlie. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so thrilled.
Rose is staying with you, huh?
Yeah. You gotta save me, Charlie.
If it has to do with Rose, Billy Graham couldn't save me.
Charlie, she's latched onto me and Tommy, and she plans to spend the rest of her life with us. You gotta take her back.
Alice, I served 36 years. Believe me, I earned my parole.
Well, hi there. You must be Alice's daddy-in-law.
This is my good friend, Flo.
Flo? Hey, you're a good-looking chick. You born home like you?
Well, hell, I don't think the world could take two of me. No, I live alone.
It's worth the trip already. Hey, Flo, why don't we cut out? You can help me unpack, and we'll leave a call for breakfast.
Charlie, what about Rose?
Let her get her own breakfast. Do you know what a thrill it is to wake up in the morning and look at a glass of buttermilk? And then again, it beats looking at Rose.
Oh. You're cute as a speckled pup.
Hey, I know what we'll do. We'll forget the breakfast call and we'll just hang out a do not disturb sign. Alice, you only go around once.
I know, and the way you're going, it's going to be a short trip.
Flo, pick up!
I'll see you around, Charlie, honey.
You can count on it.
Sit down, Richard Burton. Okay, Charlie, this is serious. Now, how do I get you and Rose back together?
Alice, Henry Kissinger couldn't get us together.
Charlie, do you love her?
Of course I love her. I just can't live with her.
I can't live with her either, Charlie. Oh, you just gotta help me, Pop.
Okay. What do you want me to do? For you, I'll do anything.
Take her back to Jersey.
Accept that.
Please, Charlie, at least come to dinner. At least talk to her.
You mean listen to her. Now, what's the use, Alice?
If you won't do it for me, would you do it for Tommy? You want him to grow up under Rose's influence?
When's dinner?
Oh, Charlie, you're the greatest.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get it.
Good.
Hi, Tiger.
Hi.
Bye. Well, was it something I said? Hey, like my outfit.
Oh, it's terrific. But isn't Fonzie going to miss his sea covers?
Hey, I brought you my table. I'll set it up for you.
Thanks. Can I get you a beer?
No, I can't stay long. I'm going to a big VFW dance up in Flagstaff.
What's going on?
I thought that we'd have a nice, comfortable dinner for a change.
Then I should have cooked.
What's the matter with my cooking?
Alice, you don't know anything about nutrition. I think if you were a better cook, we might still have Don with us.
Rose, Don died in a truck accident. He was dead on arrival.
Those doctors, what do they know?
Flo, would you get me the candles in that drawer, please?
Sure, honey.
Candles and a tablecloth. Who's coming, Monty Hall?
Monty Hall?
Look at the way she's dressed.
Alice, where would you like me to stick these people?
Rose, why don't you get into a nice dress for dinner?
What do I look like, a streaker? Alice, what is going on? Who's coming?
Rose, Charlie's coming for dinner.
The bum is in town? I should have known. I've had a headache all day.
Rose, he's here and I invited him.
Well, I hope the two of you have a nice time together. I'm going into my room and lock my door. I am not coming out. I never want to see that playboy again.
Rose!
I'm not here.
From your mouth to God's ear, Rose.
You think she'll come out when Charlie comes?
Honey, it's gonna take Roto Rooter to flush her out of there.
Oh, Charlie?
Hello, Alice. Oh, you're here too. Couldn't stay away from me, could you?
I like older men.
You crazy kid. Now, these are These are for you.
Oh, they're beautiful, Charlie.
And this is for Tommy.
Oh, thanks.
Can you bring anything for me?
We'll think of something later. where is Tommy?
He's with a neighbor. He'll come over later to see you.
And where is Big Mouth?
She's in the bedroom, you know, probably dressing.
Yeah, how long does it take to put on a muzzle?
What can I get you to drink, Pop?
Yeah, I'll have a double.
Of what?
What's the difference? With Rose around, I'm going to need all the help I can get.
Oh, well, I guess I better be going, honey. I don't want to be late for the jitterbug contest.
Hey, hang around. This won't take long. She'll walk out, blast me, and then you and I can cut.
Oh, excuse me. I just wanted a glass of water. I didn't know that you had company.
Now, Rose, I want you to come in and sit down and listen to Charlie.
See? You're siding with him already. You've always liked him better than me.
What are you talking about?
7 years ago, on our birthdays, you sent him a card.
So? I sent you one, too.
His was more expensive.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
I told you, she's ready for a rubber room.
Just show you the evidence. Look at the back of my card. 25 cents. And his? 50 cents. You like him twice as much.
Can you blame her?
Rose, I'll give you a quarter. You'll be even.
Rose, please try to be reasonable.
Alice, I never want to see this man again. He is a deserter, a philanderer, a playboy swinger.
Hey, I've been having more fun than I thought.
Rose, please come back. Charlie, where are you going?
Alice, you tried. It just didn't work.
Charlie, please. How am I going to get her out of here?
Call the animal shelter. Rose, can you do the funky chicken?
Charlie left. He isn't staying for dinner.
No, and the way you insulted him, I don't know why he would.
Me, did you hear him say one nice thing? Oh, he's not worth having around anyway.
He is if you still care about him.
Who said anything about caring?
If you don't care about him, then why the new outfit?
What, this old thing? I just found it in the bottom of my suitcase.
Rose, the price tag is still hanging on it.
Oh, well, what's the difference? I tried. We just don't get along.
But you still love him, don't you?
Alice, I also love cucumbers, but they don't agree with me either.
He's a very attractive man, you know. Did you see the way Flo looks at him?
Big deal. He'll walk out on her, too, after 36 years.
Rose! The man came 3,000 miles to see you. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
He misses my cooking.
He came all the way from Jersey, Rose. Don't you think you owe him a little something?
You're right. I'll buy his return ticket.
Has that dumb Flo called in yet?
No. I'm sure whatever's holding her up is very important.
Yeah, like saying goodbye to the American Legion.
What the hell you been?
Mel, would you do me a big favor and whisper for the rest of the month?
Are you okay?
I think Kate Smith is tap dancing on my beehive.
Come on, move it. Customers are screaming and yelling.
Oh, Alice, I feel terrible. I got more rye in me than a bakery.
Oh. Isn't that the same dress you wore last night?
Well, yeah.
Didn't you go home?
Beats me.
Flo, did you stay out all night with Charlie?
We just went over to Scottsdale for a few drinks.
A few?
Well, yeah, then we had a few in Tempe and a few in Mason. A couple other little towns on the way to Flagstaff.
And then you went dancing after all that drinking?
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but right now I'm not so sure. Alice... I'm too old for the funky chicken. But that Charlie has got energy. I tell you, he must wear an electric truss.
Flo, will you give me a break and not take Charlie out and show him a good time? He's not going to want to go back to Rose.
Listen, honey, all he talked about all night was Rose. He really loves that woman. But now you better do something quick because he's leaving tonight.
Leaving?
On the 10:30 flight, he's coming by here after work. I'm supposed to take him to the airport.
That gives me 10 hours to get him and Rose back together and get her on that plane.
If she'll go.
She'll go. As a passenger or in a crate, she'll go.
Come on, girls. I want to lock up.
You go, Mel. I'll lock up. I'm waiting for my mother-in-law.
Even when we're closed, she's here not to eat.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Gotta get to the Y. Got my bodybuilding class.
You must have been left back a lot. Come on.
Oh, you know I'm gonna miss old Charlie. We danced so much last night, I wore my pantyhose out from the inside.
Girls.
What happened to you?
I'm going to sue the funky chicken for whiplash. I'm sure gonna miss dancing with you.
Listen, Charlie, all I want to do tonight is fall into bed.
Hey, well, maybe I'll stay over and leave tomorrow. I thought you were taking me to the airport.
I'm taking you to the airport, Pop.
I'll see you on your next visit, Fred Astaire.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, honey.
Night, Ginger. Can you sit?
Oh, sure.
I can get us some coffee. We have plenty of time.
Good, good. That Flo is sure some girl. I don't know where she gets her energy. She must have an electric girdle.
Hello, Alice. Goodbye, Alice.
No, Rose, you're not going anywhere. You're coming right in.
Now, you invited me to the movies. You didn't say anything about the bionic grandfather. What's in the neck brace?
I threw my neck out.
You should have thrown the rest of you out, too.
All right, that's good. Round one. Now, you're not leaving here until your makeup, so you might as well sit down, please. Now, you guys have been married for 36 wonderful years. Why would you toss that away?
Exhibit A, the defense rests.
Charlie, you've lived with Rose over half your life.
And enough is enough. I should have left you years ago.
I would have helped you pack.
Now, don't be smug. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Well, you haven't got the right bait.
Good, round two. Now, I know you both care for each other, Rose. You told me that you love Charlie. Ah, all right. Charlie told me that he loves you.
Loves me? He never told me.
Yes, I did. It was in Baltimore. 1939.
You haven't told her you love her since 1939?
I don't like to repeat myself. Ask her if she ever told me she loves me.
What are you talking about? I cook for you, I clean your house, doesn't that tell you?
That I can get from General Electric. You never said you loved me.
Oh, I did too, Charlie, lots of times, only you weren't there.
Well, obviously you both cared about each other once.
Of course we did.
So?
We had lots of good times. Remember Rose? Coney Island, under the boardwalk?
Remember? Charlie, please. I remember that canoe on Lake George. It tilted every time you kissed me. I was never so seasick in my whole life. There were some nice times.
What happened then?
Don died and he changed.
I changed? You went into mourning and never came out.
And you didn't mourn at all.
Oh, yes, I did. You lost a son. I lost two people. I lost a son. I lost you.
Why, Charlie, you didn't lose me. I was always there.
I couldn't compete with Don's memory anymore. Don't you understand that?
Rose, there's a time to grieve and a time to live. Is this your monument to Donnie, the two of you apart? Oh, Rose, it's time to go dancing again. Hell, you too can be in a neck brace. Come on, Charlie, admit it. Tell Rose you love her.
Well, it's a tough habit to break.
Tell her.
Rose, I love you.
You should.
Rose, tell Charlie.
Well, it's like he said, it's a tough habit to break.
Rose.
What he said goes for me, too.
All right. Now he loves you and you love him. I now pronounce you man and wife. Will you please pack your bags, give me a kiss, and get out of Phoenix?
She'll never pack in time for the flight. We'll leave tomorrow. We'll spend the night at my motel. It's got a water bed.
I don't swim.
Come on, I'll teach you how.
Charlie, stop that.
Have fun, you two.
Come on, Rose, we'll get your luggage.
And Rose, don't forget John's pictures, huh?
Alice, I don't think I'll need them anymore.
Come on, sexy. Let's go.
Oh, from that look, I know what I'm in for. Oh, I feel so guilty about leaving you and Tommy. How will you ever get along without me?
We'll just have to be brave, Rose.
Rose, if we wait any longer, we're going to spend our second honeymoon in a crank-up bed.
I'm coming. Alice, thanks for everything. I've never been happier.
Me too, Rose. Me too. Woo!